Hello. All right. Here we go. It's 12:16.
Oh, I am tired.
All right, but I'm getting up. I just texted Ian right before I started this. You see, I'm recording another voice on the H4N so I could do a phone call. And I think I'm going to try to keep doing it on here for a while. Next weekend, Friday and Saturday, Long Island, the Brokerage. I will be there with Jeff Garlin. So that should be fun. I'm excited. I'm like, Curb Your Enthusiasm is really, I'm going to say my favorite show. I'm going to say it's my favorite show. So I'm very excited. And if you're somewhere around Long Island, come, please come. Say hello. I would, let me know that you're there. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and get into the, no word from Ian, but I just texted him, so hopefully he'll get in. He'll have a few minutes. Nick Maritato, I know, is busy because I was hanging out with him last night, so I'm not even gonna ask him. And I just kind of decided to do this, even though I keep saying I'm gonna do it. I was just like, oh, that's right, I gotta do that just now. So I don't know who else I would ask. And literally last minute. Okay. So, a lot of stuff about Robert E. Lee. I'm looking at the news. And what, like, okay, and it's like, overflow crowd erupts and cheers in Lexington City. Council votes to move Confederate statues. There we go. Move the statues. Move them out. Whatever you're doing. It's just, it's weird. It's like, people keep, keep acting like they're, it's all about history. It really doesn't make any sense, because, there's all, and that's not, is that where we get our history from? Statues? It's not a history's in books. If you took it out of a history book, if you, like, took the Civil War out, that would be, or wouldn't mention Robert E. Lee by name. Just call him, like, a traitor, traitorous asshole, or something like that. I'd say erasing history. That's erasing history. The statues are just fucking statues. There's no history behind it. I mean, it's like, you might cause a young child to be like, hey, what's that about? And maybe they'll learn about some history then, but chances are the person they're asking doesn't know fuck all about history, really. And then they'll just say, oh, that's, that there is George Washington. He didn't tell a lie, and he had wooden teeth, and crossed the Delaware. And then, then the kid's like, oh, okay, now I got it. So maybe I didn't do anything really funny with that, but, you know, somebody would give their, what kind of weird bullshit that they remember from school, and combine with tall tales, and give it to a kid, and then, I don't know. Statues, I like them enough. I'll put up a statue of some. There's plenty of like good Southern people to put up statues of, you know. Like replace it with Leonard Skinner, right? Or Tom Petty. Or any of these NASCAR people that people like. That's good. You got plenty of great Southern people to put up statues for. Okay, Cupid kicks out white supremacist Chris Cantwell. There's no room for hate. That's right. I mean, this is how backward these fucking white supremacists are, is that they're using Okay Cupid. I mean, they're not. This dude's not on Tinder. What the hell's wrong with that? What's wrong with that guy? Oh, here we go. Ian just texted me back. Let me call him up. Let me call Ian Gent.
Calling Ian Gent.
There we go. Okay. Oh, sorry. I think I got the wrong number. Ian changes his number a lot, but I'm texting him, and then it called on the number, some other number. All right, let's try this.
Hello?
Yo. You're on the podcast. I just tried to call you, or I told Siri to call you, right? And then I think I just have like three old numbers in my phone that are you.
That's like, funny. That's totally true. And like that,
yeah, it was a woman that didn't, it didn't sound, she sounded maybe, like Asian. And, she was like, hello. And then I was like, oh, sorry, I think I had the wrong number. So,
was she at all like annoyed? Like I get like a lot of calls or
no? Well, I didn't ask. I didn't ask for you because it wasn't like a house phone or something. Like I knew it wasn't you. She was just, she had the voice that everybody has when they get a phone call and they're like they're like suspicious. They're like, what the fuck is this? You know. So she.
Oh, telemarketing.
Yeah, it's just like she's like hello. But she had a little bit of an accent, so I guessed her ethnicity, but I don't know. She had a little bit of an, but she was just like, she was just not, no, who likes getting a phone call? Nobody.
Yeah, I love it, but it's always then a bigger letdown. Like, I like talking on the phone, but if it's somebody you don't know, then it's a big letdown, because it's like, oh, I really wanted to talk to Tony. Like, oh, all right, like, he's done, I don't have his phone call. Yeah. I used to have a number that was like one digit off from the radio station. I lived in San Francisco for, it was a landline.
Uh-huh.
And I would get calls to be like, did I win? And you're like, what are you talking about? Like, am I calling number like 106? You're like, oh no. Like, and constantly kind of get the, and like requests, you know? Like, it was cool. Like, of all the wrong number ones I have, that's,
Would you just take their requests?
I wish I did. I should have. Like, there was a lot more I could have done with that now that I'm older and wiser. Like, yeah. I think I would have, like, gotten into it. I think I was just like, no, it's not me or something, you know, voice crack and failed opportunity. But, yeah.
Well, how you been, man? You haven't been on the show in a while. I haven't been taking any calls. It hasn't been any reason. I just haven't been doing, because, you know, I start recording. I would record on my phone because it's just easier. And then when you record on the phone, you can't record the phone calls. But I saw you for like 3 seconds in the park. You were running shirtless.
Shirtless in the park. Hot day.
Amazing shape. I can't go shirtless in the park. Can't do it.
No? No. There's worse than you going shirtless.
I don't think so. The men running shirtless are all in great. They're in much better shape than me.
That's, you know what? There might be something there. There's a funny guy, a funny type of guy who flexes when they run. Like you can tell they're, like, you know, just out of college, real good shape. But you're like, you're flexing. Like it's a weird look. But I noticed a lot running around Central Park that there's this like type of old man that's really fat and like really in a Speedo, and they go to like the most high visibility place they can. You know what I'm talking about? Like by the fountain or by like Central Park South, like they go lawn chair and just like in all their glory just sort of sit there. Did you see those guys?
I haven't seen these guys. I mean, there's all sorts of characters, but I haven't noticed. Maybe I'm not in the right by the right places.
There was one guy I think that I saw in particular, and I he was on like right where Central, like what is that, 59th Street and like 7th Avenue, like right the one that comes like right into the
right
the road that comes right in.
Mm-hmm.
And then not like a little off. But it's like where, you know, people would come in, like tourists with their bikes and stuff if they're not coming in from Columbus Circle, like that middle, you know, that entry point, like on the south side of the park.
Yeah.
And he was just like right there, probably 300 pounds, lawn chair and just a Speedo and like totally comfortable. And I don't know, they get great tan, spectacular tan, like it wasn't his first video or whatever.
Yeah. Now I'll notice these guys. Now that I know to look out for them, it sounds that they sound great. Sound like real free spirits.
Yeah, it makes you wonder why you don't. You know, like I self-conscious. That might have been what it like. It's that type of guy that'll inspire you to run with your shirt off. Who gives a fuck? You know, who cares? Like, live a little.
Yeah.
Get some rays. I was running with my friend. I've known her for 2 years. I don't know how to say her name because she's Iranian. And it's like Sinem, and she's like, no, it's Sanam, Sinet. But anyway, I was running with her. She's training for the marathon, and we did two full loops, which was 12 miles.
That's crazy. I've only done one full loop. I used to do that. I haven't done that since I started running again, but I used to do that pretty regularly. But that's two full loops. That's bananas. I just can't imagine I just can't imagine finishing one loop and then being like, I'm only halfway done. It just, like,
she's got to get up. The loop is 6, so she did 12, and now she's, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, you got to do it 3 times before she can do, like, then the marathon's 26.2. You should do a special marathon edition of your show where you run the loop as you broadcast.
I've talked on the phone once while I was running. I see people do it all the time, but it was just like, oh, this person's calling me and I need to take this call. And I can't do it. I'm in such, like I'm barely keep going every moment, you know what I mean? I just put on, I have to blast music to shut out the thoughts, and I'm furious at everybody. Right before I saw you, I like gave the finger to some guy that was with his family because they're all riding their bicycles in the running lane, and it drives me crazy. And they were taking up the whole lane. And he saw me like get mad, and all I was gonna do was eyeball him, just like, fucking you motherfucker, as he was going by me, because I'm like, there's like 5 of you, and then he like gave me like a smile and nod, like, but like a smirk, like I know, but we want to go this way, fuck you. There was a way about, and then I gave him the finger right in front of his children.
Oh, that's great. Let the kids go. Like,
it's not great. It's crazy. What am I doing?
But I mean, to day, you got, like, and you're, you know, you get your energy pumped up, you get a, like, you're quicker to throw the bird, like, you don't want,
no,
I get it, but, like, yeah. These people, like, on the bikes, it's like, they treat it like it's, they're in a cul-de-sac in the suburb of Chicago, like, you know, like, they're just the kids, like, doing loops and circling around, and you're like, well, it's not my kid, but just so you know, there's, like, the people on the bikes go fast in Central Park, you know? Like, they're people that are, like, advanced sort of cyclists there that are flying around. Like, surprised that those kids don't get taken out more.
Yeah. You know, Bono used to broke his arm or something going cycling there.
In Central Park?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so fun. What a New York moment. That's such a New York moment. You're like, oh, this cyclist ran into me, and then it's Bono.
He's a big time cyclist. No, there was a cyclist that like killed a person. So they had to slow them down, but they don't slow. I hate everybody on a bicycle in Central Park. I hate the Tour de France people. I hate the tourists. I hate the people on the city bikes. And I'm constantly having to hold back.
The worst one is on Brooklyn Bridge. Because they get so frustrated, but it's like, look, if you're trying to do it, you know, the Manhattan Bridge is wide open. You can bike on that and no one's there. But, like, the Brooklyn Bridge is really for, like, tourists and, like, couples. Like, it's a nice, slow walk. Like, that's what that bridge is for. And then somebody on a bike's like, move! Bike lane! They love to yell that there's a bike lane. But you're like, that's not... You know, like you shouldn't be on the Brooklyn Bridge.
You gotta stay out of the bike lane, though. I agree with them on that. Cause I get mad when they're in my lane. You know, so
I'm not a fan of the biker as a person in New York because like they've gotten the most concessions over the last decade of any group.
They got
most stuff for them, and they get so upset. Like on Williamsburg, down on White or whatever, and you're running, you have to be in the bike lane. You're like, and they're like, kring, kring, bike lane. And I don't like them. I don't know.
Yeah, I get you. I get that.
They're frustrating.
Yeah. Well.
But then you're like, stop sign. Like, if we're all following rules, aren't you going to stop at that stop sign?
We should start fighting people on bicycles.
Yeah, New York can use bring a little bit of that New York energy back. Start with the bicyclists.
That'd be I don't know.
It's a great if you do ride a bike though. You're like, I totally get this. Like, it's so if you know a 10-mile bike ride isn't painful, and you can get to a lot of different things in 10 miles in this small landmass of a city, you know?
Yeah. I'm not joining that cult. I'm not. All right, listen, let's hang out this weekend. You around?
Yeah. All right. Absolutely.
I'll text you after the show. All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, listeners. All right.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Me and Ian talking bicycles in New York. I don't know if that's entertaining to anybody, but that was the conversation we had. So there you go. So, but it was different. So I'm gonna go now and look for these sunbathers in the park. These old guys in lawn chairs. And I will talk to you tomorrow. All right. Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. We love you.